The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
So we begin in State College, Pennsylvania, and the story of Penn State. Less than a week after a former assistant coach, Jerry Sandusky, was arrested on allegations of sexually assaulting eight young boys for more than a decade. Two other top university officials also charged with failing to report the abuse to authorities, and Joe Paterno, the winningest coach in college football history, is out, effective immediately, and also the head of the university is out. Listen to the announcement.
The Board of Trustees and Graham Spanier have decided that effective immediately, Dr. Spanier is no longer president of the university. In addition, Joe Paterno is no longer the head football coach, effective immediately.
You can hear the shock there in the crowd of reporters and people in the community gathered to hear that announcement, which came last night and came suddenly. Joining us now, Jonathan Mahler, contributing writer for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
And from State College, Pennsylvania, Russell Frank, journalism professor at Penn State, and he's a columnist for statecollege.com. Russell, what's been the reaction in the community?
Well, I live close enough to downtown where I could hear the chanting from my house, so I knew I was debating. I was already in my pajamas, you know, do I get up and do I go downtown to see what's going on? The reporter in me always wants to sort of charge into the news wherever it's happening. On the other hand, I knew I had to get up and talk to you guys, and so I said, well, maybe I'll just watch a little bit on TV and then go to bed, which is what I did. But it's loud, and then, you know, as you know, it got nasty. They turned over a news van, you know, some rock throwing, stomping around on cars, not good.
And Russell Frank, you don't have to be an investigative journalist to feel what the reaction has been in the community. Is most of it supportive of Joe Paterno, anger at the media, anger at the university? Where does this come down, do you think, for members of State College PA?
You know, I think it's pretty mixed, you know, which, you know, is inevitably so. I mean, we're talking about 40,000 students plus faculty plus staff. I mean, I think the reactions have ranged from those who said he did what he was legally required to do. Why is all the focus on him? He's not the guy. He's not the pedophile here. Let him close out his glorious career in a less ignominious fashion by finishing out the season. But then you also have all these people who said, you know, he had a moral obligation to do a lot more than he did. It seems like, you know, this whole business of protecting your friends and protecting the reputation of the university was first and foremost rather than the victims themselves, and that's wrong, and therefore it was time for him to go. So I think you really see both ends of that spectrum and a lot of ambivalence in between.
Russell Frank is a journalism professor at Penn State, and he writes for statecollege.com. Jonathan Mahler, Shakespeare could have written this tragedy, eh?
It's unbelievable. I mean, I can't really think of a scandal of these kind of with these proportions and a sort of fall from grace that was so dramatic and so sudden, and a more kind of unlikely person to be going through this than Joe Paterno, given, you know, given his kind of image and sort of self-perpetuated image as this sort of paragon of virtue and of character, this molder of young men.
And, well, thinking about that, what is it that we endow sports figures like Joe Paterno with that creates the sort of circumstance where this kind of downfall is more than just an administrative headline? It's a huge tragedy that, you know, speaks to heroism itself.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's just, you know, I think that there's so much mythology around, I mean, so big-time college football programs all build their own kind of mythology, but there's so much more mythology around Penn State and Joe Paterno, and it's a very particular kind of mythology. It's not just football mythology. It's kind of a mythology of character. I mean, so the motto of the football program is success with honor. So, you know, it's sort of baked into the whole premise. And Paterno himself, who is, you know, an Ivy League graduate, studied English literature at Brown University, and has donated millions of dollars to the kind of academic programs, to building a library at Penn State, and has always kind of in word and in deed too, has really positioned himself as someone who kind of stands out from the sort of moral morass of big time college sports. And so with Penn State, the mythology is just kind of was that much greater. So now inevitably the fall from grace is that much more dramatic.
Talking with Jonathan Mahler, contributing writer for our partner, the New York Times. Here's Joe Paterno speaking last night.
Get a good night's sleep. All right, study. All right, we still got things to do. All right, I'm out of it maybe now. A phone call put me out of it, but we'll go from here, okay? Hey, good luck, everybody. Hey, thanks for coming.
What's your statement like for you?
Joe Paterno outside his home last night. Russell Frank, you are in your pajamas not far away, I gather. And, listen to that voice. How do you study? How does the academic institution of Penn State respond to this?
Well, on a personal level, I am teaching a class this morning. You know, should I go ahead and have my class, or should I give the kids a break and let them sleep in? I'm sure nobody got any sleep last night. It's going to be interesting to see what happens on campus. I guess the surprising thing, we knew, what an iconic figure Joe Paterno was. The outpouring of love that we saw last night, even as it manifested itself in violent ways, is a bit startling. The students are, I didn't realize just how devoted they are to him because, the team has had its ups and downs in the past 10 years, and a lot of the fan base have been, depending on how they're doing in any particular season, there's been a lot of, Joe must go rumblings. And the feeling was, he was, yes, he's the greatest coach in college football history, but maybe the game has passed him by. Maybe we need new blood, younger, more innovative, that kind of thing. And so I was taken aback by the closing of ranks behind him amid all this among the students. I think, it might be, I wonder whether the faculty is not quite as hot-blooded about this as the students are.
Russell Frank, journalism professor at Penn State and writer for statecollege.com. Take us out, Jonathan Mahler. This goes beyond football to the definition of an academic institution like Penn State or, say, like Notre Dame that's defined by sports in a way.
Yeah, I think that's right. Or one can also talk about the Catholic Church. I mean, institutions that are kind of male-dominated, that are insular, that are kind of built on this notion of morality and character, and that you would never suspect something like this could happen.
And they find themselves vulnerable at a time like this. Jonathan Mahler, contributing writer for our partner, the New York Times.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.